You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Becoming so attached to our characters and stories that we struggle to see why a passage may not be working. It takes another set of eyes to help us nurture our writing to full maturity. At Black Wolf Editorial Services, we strive to enable writers to develop and grow, shaping stories into masterpieces that can stand the test of time. Editing services are provided for all genres and all age categories. Services range from critiques of the short story through to the line edits of the full-length novel and copy editing for those preparing for publication. We also offer assistance on generating a writer's bio for your website, as well as help with those book blurbs and promotional material. We won't abandon you to the masses. We want to celebrate with you and your successes. Black Wolf Editorial Services, nurturing your writing into maturity. For a full list of services and prices, visit us at blackwolfeditorial.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-9050. That's 800-610-9050. 800-610-9050.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
This is Slickery Trigger for Rebel Road Tactical. With proper care and feeding, your pistol will be ready when you need it, there to save your life. Shouldn't your gear be that good? Whether you need a holster for comfortable everyday carry or a tough-as-nails holster for your next training course, Rebel Road Tactical has what you need. Check us out on the web at rebelroadtactical.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-675-0251. That's 1-800-675-0251. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-675-0251. That's 1-800-675-0251.
Hey, folks. I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, Dr. Richard Hardin. We are on the same mission, which is waking up America. We just have different paths. So stay tuned for some information on how you can keep up with Richard and all his work.
Visit Richard's website at rahardin.com. That's the World Wide Web at rahardin.com. At his website, you can see a summary of the 6 books he has written, where purchases may be made. He also has a link to 18 videos on YouTube and several blogs about Christian beliefs. If you prefer, visit amazon.com/Kindle and type in Richard Hardin to see and purchase his books.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps stand ready to defend the American way of life. The few, the proud, the Marines.
This is Slickery Trigger for Rebel Road Tactical. With proper care and feeding, your pistol will be ready when you need it. There to save your life. Shouldn't your gear be that good? Whether you need a holster for comfortable everyday carry or a tough-as-nails holster for your next training course, Rebel Road Tactical has what you need. Check us out on the web at rebelroadtactical.com.
You're listening to the Spark Radio Network. Internet radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
Folks, well, it's Friday night. That means it's time for Robinson and Wright. We're right here on KLRNradio.com. Now, we're going to slow things down for the opening of the show because we have something we want to talk about today. For those of you who have been following along with the station now for the last several months, we have been following along with the cancer situation for one Scott Harvath, who unfortunately has recently passed away. So we're going to spend the first few minutes of the show talking about him. We have Jess from Jess's POV, who had actually come to know him fairly well over the last several months. So we've got her with us. We've got Dan with us. Good evening, lady and gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you, Rick?
I'm hanging in there. How about you, Miss Jess?
That's about how I am.
How about you, Miss Jess? I heard you trying to say something, but you were kind of breaking up.
I said it's been a tough day, Rick. I felt like a gut punch when I got the news. It really did.
Yeah, we've all.
Yeah, it's tough when you follow what a person goes through, and you look at their positive mental attitude through the whole thing, and it ends like this. It's extremely tough.
Well, I actually did a little bit of cyber sniffing, and I don't know if you know this. His real name was Terry O'Hara, and he, as you do know, he was a retired NYPD sergeant and 9/11 first responder. And he did a couple of online interviews with a group called Health 360O. And I've got a couple of audio clips. And he was also a decorated NYPD sergeant. He received the NYPD Combat Cross. So,
yes, I actually today retweeted his brother. So I kind of figured out the last name thing. And between tweets that I saw with his first name and his brother's last name, I started figuring it out, but I didn't know for sure.
Well, confirmed. And he was just absolutely the most positive force on Twitter. And what he was going through was so horrible. Now, I've got to admit right up front, guys, I don't have this audio as prepped as I would like. But okay. I'm going to take my best shot at a couple of sound bites here.
I'm not sure if I can technically call myself a survivor. I only had surgery 35 days ago, which most people look at me and go, what? You know, you had such a major surgery. I recovered fairly quickly. But the life changes that follow, there's a lot of them. Everything from eating to sleeping.
That's just part of his struggle. Now, I've got some more positive audio down here a little further in the interview. This was a 40-minute interview, and the whole thing is a video, actually, at Health360O, and it's actually quite interesting. So, I think I've got this cued right.
It's not possible. You need to be there. You need to be fighting. You need to do your part, like we discussed before.
All right, let me back that up just a little bit further. Here we go.
For anyone going through any type of personal battle, whether it's cancer, PTSD, depression, a personal challenge that they want to do, they want to go climb Mount Everest, you need to stay in the fight. And when I say that, I mean mentally. If you're not mentally in the fight, if you don't stay in the fight, you can't win.
Right there. That's the clip. And those words are just absolutely so true.
Uh-oh, I think we lost Dan. I mean, I can't really add too much more to that clip other than what was said there, because you do have to remain positive in situations like that. Why don't you, do you have any other audio while I can try to see if I can get Dan back? Oh, wait.
Yes, I do.
I think we may actually have him back now. Hang on. Somebody.
I'm here.
Did you catch that audio clip?
I caught most of it.
All right. It's repeating, at least in my mind.
Can we find something other than Skype, please?
I don't know.
We can actually use Hangouts, guys.
Well, we may actually.
I can teach you after the show, Rick.
I don't know if I'm messing with that tonight, but we can work on it.
We'll talk about it this weekend. Skype keeps doing this to me, and it's driving me nuts.
All right, let me repeat that audio because it is worthy of repeating in and of itself.
For anyone going through any type of personal battle, whether it's cancer, PTSD, depression, a personal challenge that they want to do, they want to go climb Mount Everest, you need to stay in the fight. And when I say that, I mean mentally. If you're not mentally in the fight, if you don't stay in the fight, you can't win.
And that's just one of the most awesome statements I found among many things that he had to say.
Yeah, I've followed him on my, everybody knows, numerous accounts on Twitter, and just even just on Twitter, when he posts, when he would post, it was always so positive. I mean, he'd be there at the hospital getting his chemo, and he'd post a picture of himself getting chemo, and the post would be positive. I mean, it would be, you'd look at it, you'd go, wow. I mean, it would make me feel better about everything, because there he is. You're looking at a picture of him, and he's sitting in a chair with the IVs in him, and he's getting chemo, and he's smiling and saying, it's all good.
Yeah.
Just an amazing person, an absolute amazing person.
You remember when I dinged my right hand up and I couldn't, I was struggling to do things? He DM'd me.
Yeah, that's the kind of person he is.
He was worried about me. He was battling stage 4 esophageal cancer, and here he is worried about me with a temporary boo-boo.
Yeah, that's, again, the kind of person that puts everybody ahead of himself. I mean, and I try. Everybody tries, I think. We maybe don't reach the point where he was, but to him, everybody's struggle was a struggle. And it just, you know, he fought extremely hard, and it was a very, very just sad thing for me to realize he's gone. He was just, there's an awful lot of people out there that really need to take note of what he was. I mean, it's there. It's all documented. Go back. You played sound clips, but even just go back, follow his account on Twitter, and go back and look at the account. He was amazing. He was absolutely amazing. He constantly not only had a great attitude towards what he was going through, but he constantly supported anybody that supported him and anybody else. You didn't even need to support him. His support for anybody that was ailing or in trouble or had a problem, he was there for them. And I don't know.
Well, I dug a little deeper, and I found some blog posts by him on healthyo360.com. And this one was titled, Failure is Not an Option. And this was his version of 9/11. And it starts on September 10th, 2001. I was working a 4-to-12 shift. My team sergeant took off, so I had to work in uniform driving the patrol sergeant. We got a call for a car accident, immediately followed by more calls for a male shot at the same location. We arrived at the chaotic location and started to piece together the puzzle. Let's just say that driving after being shot multiple times with a .45 ends in disaster. I was stuck on the crime scene all night and was supposed to go home at 9 a.m. ... Then the radio crackled with a request for citywide mobilization to the World Trade Center for a plane crashing into the building. And then he doesn't tell the details of what he did that day. But he goes on to say that his wife, who he was dating at the time, and he couldn't reach her until 8 p.m., was supportive. She packed extra food and clothes for all the long hours I was working at Ground Zero or regular police work in the following months. I, along with the other responders, didn't get any breathing masks for quite a while, and we were exposed to a great deal of toxins. He started to develop health issues a few years later. It started with chronic sinus infections, asthma, and heartburn. I was diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus in 2007 and was prescribed meds to control the stomach acid. I didn't have any more heartburn after that. My sinuses were wrecked, and I ended up having two surgeries to remove diseased and scarred tissue. I figured these were the worst of my problems. Nope. I was shot a few times on the job, and my career ended with a wrist injury during a shootout with a gang member. I started having quote-unquote issues right before I retired. I was angry, depressed, always on edge. I couldn't seek help while I was on the job, because if you tell them you need to talk about your problems, they immediately take your guns and transfer you to some cave-like office to watch video feeds from the housing projects. After I retired, I sought help from the World Trade Center Health Program. That's where I learned I had PTSD and was depressed. The next few years, my life sucked. I was robbed of the joys of a father and husband usually experiences. I was emotionally numb. I couldn't enjoy my wife or children. It was a battle every day. I won the battle. I eventually learned how to deal and cope with PTSD and other issues. I'd gained 45 pounds during the years I was severely affected by PTSD. I started eating healthy and doing light exercise. I was in great shape before my meltdown and health issues, and slowly began to regain the body of the warrior I once was. Now, I'm going to pick up with a couple more audio clips, guys. Okay?
Yep.
Fine with me.
Mine wasn't as sudden, I guess, or unexpected, because I got diagnosed with something called Barrett's esophagus from 9/11 back in 2006. So I've been scoped and monitored since 2006 because Barrett's esophagus leads to esophageal adenocarcinoma.
So he knew at some point he was going to get this.
It takes years and years and years for the changes to take place, different stages of dysplasia. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, mine went from Barrett's esophagus to stage 3 esophageal cancer in a matter of about 5 months.
Yeah. The next one shook me to my core.
So now you were a 9/11 first responder.
Yes.
And you get diagnosed and along the way. So what day exactly was your diagnosis?
April 19th of this year, 2015.
Yeah, that's
April 19th, 2015 was when this was recorded after that. What's today's date, folks?
March 10th, 2017.
Less than 2 years.
Not a day you're going to forget.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And that's what shook me, the date. That man knew in 2006 he was going to get esophageal cancer. Now, let me see if I can find the one other clip that just frankly scared me a little. And I don't have it extracted, so it's going to take me a couple seconds to get the right one, guys.
That's fine. I mean, it's...
He tells
this, you... What people don't understand about this whole thing is that they look at 9/11, they look at what happened, and they look at the numbers from that day. It goes beyond that. the casualties continue. They continue and continue and continue. It does not end. It does not stop at that day at all. It's ongoing.
It is. In fact, to prove that point, I was doing a little cyber stalking. And these two comments came off a police form called The Rant. Prayers are needed for Sergeant Terry O'Hara, who passed away this morning after a long battle with 9/11 throat cancer. Please pray for him, his wife, and young children. It was an honor to have worked with you, Terry, even though it was a short time. And then he went on to say Sergeant O'Hara was the recipient of the NYPD Combat Cross. And the next one said, rest in peace, Godspeed. The last 2 weeks have seen 3 to 4 who have died as a result of 9/11 exposure. America has no idea these brave warriors are dying. That is fine with them.
Yeah, it continues and it will keep continuing. That's what people don't understand. And I just
it's hard.
I've followed, well, now I know Terry, but I've followed this since you Jesse brought it to my attention. I've followed this and it's heartbreaking. It would be heartbreaking no matter what, but like I said, his PMA, his positive mental attitude was amazing. Inspiring. It was inspiring. It really was. It makes you, you know, he was one of those people that no matter how bad things were going for me, when I would see a post or listen to something he said or anything, I'd be like, okay, I'm not going through anything near as bad as he is. And it's sad.
And by the way, the worst days of his life were the 8 days between when he got diagnosed and when he finally got to Sloan Kettering to meet with a medical professional to help him. It wasn't 9/11. It was the 8 days in between the diagnosis and seeing his doctor at Sloan Kettering. And he speaks so highly of him, but I've got some other audio here that I think's a little more uplifting.
Hey, everybody. Terry O'Hara. I'm down here at Cycle for Survival with HealthyO360.com. Great event here today. The energy is absolutely insane. The event is specifically for rare cancers, funding, and research. There's probably about 800 people here today spinning, cycling, telling stories of survival and hope. And part of that, you know, hope in the stories is HealthyO360.com. It's the place that you can come and find support, find peers, find somebody that has what you have and that's been through what you're going to go through. It's all about support. It's all about caring and staying in the fight. I've worked real hard. I never quit. I stayed in the fight, just like every single other name that I mentioned, all you people in the room. You guys are inspiring because you just stay in the fight. And that's what it's all about. That's what I'm doing. And I'm not just fighting for me or all you other people. There's three other people that I'm fighting for. It's my beautiful wife, Denise, my daughter, Addison, and my son, Jackson. Those are the three main reasons that I'm here fighting today. And you guys are helping me fight and live for my wife and my kids.
And as you can hear, the audience just broke out in a serious applause.
Yeah. And that's just how he was. I mean, and just all anybody, if you're on Twitter, all you have to do is go look at the posts. I mean, and the pictures. He's sitting in a chair being fed poison, and he's smiling. I don't think I've seen a picture of him where he wasn't smiling.
Haven't found one either. So,
it's amazing. I mean, he was just, I don't know.
Trust me. I went through his story for 50 plus minutes on my show tonight without a commercial break. I know how you're feeling, man. And I am not easily, I am a person not easily moved to tears. Am I, Rick?
No, I can attest to that. You are definitely not.
I have been fighting back tears since I found out about his passing. And by the way, for the record, his favorite drink was Tito's vodka mixed with lemonade.
Yes, I know that.
So I'm going to say to our listeners out there, you want to do something to honor this man's memory. There's two things you can do. Whatever your personal challenge is, stay in the fight and have a positive mental attitude. And lift a glass of Tito's vodka with lemonade to Scott Harvath, a.k.a. Sergeant Terry O'Hara. And I think Dan's already beat me to it.
What? The Tito's and lemonade?
Well, no, we can just hear the ice, so we know you're drinking something.
No, not Tito's and lemonade, but I have saluted him tonight.
I did as well. And I did the most unusual thing. I did it before I went on the air. Way out of character for me, guys. So that just tells you how hard this hit me.
We've followed him for months now, and I really, I'll go back and say it again. And this is a term that I've had since I was in my early 20s, or even before that, really, is PMA. It's positive mental attitude. It was introduced to me by a band that I listened to. And that just, it's something I had almost forgotten about until I was introduced to Terry and PMA. I mean, it's so simple. Positive mental attitude, and that's exactly what he had. And he always did. Every post, everything I looked up about him, everything was all about positive mental attitude. And everybody needs to have more of it. Everybody absolutely needs to have more of it.
Well, the hashtag Team Terry Strong and hashtag Terry Strong, I'm sure, will live on. And some of the tweets, Brad Meltzer's already made him in a character in his next book, and he did tell him before he passed. Brad Thor, another New York Times bestselling author, supported him immensely. I would not be surprised if Brad Thor actually went to the funeral, unless it's private.
I think it doesn't matter. The family knows how much Brad supported him. I think Brad is probably family at this point.
I think you're right. Several other Thriller fans, and I will admit it was probably in part due to his Twitter handle, Scott Harvath. And for those of you who don't know where he got that Twitter handle, I can explain it. Brad Thor is a number one New York Times bestselling thriller author many times over. His protagonist is Scott Harvath. Now, his character spells his name with one T. Terry used two T's on his Twitter handle. And I have a feeling that's how Brad found him and how many other of the Thriller community found him. And he... When you get a book signed by Brad, if you don't have a custom inscription you'd like from Brad Thor, he signs it, "Stay in the fight."
Yep.
And I've got several of them, so I can attest to that firsthand. And I have to say, there is a Terry Strong t-shirt, Team Terry Strong t-shirt, available on Teespring. I will tweet out the link. The proceeds go to any cancer research that his wife chooses. Well, it was he and his wife. And the t-shirts are red, so they're appropriate for red shirt Friday wear as well. And yes, I've ordered one. I may have finally found the replacement, Rick, for my 15-year-old golf shirt. I know you guys can't see it, but every Friday I pull out the same aging red golf shirt. And in the upper left-hand side, it says, "I support the troops," because Red Shirt Friday stands for Remember Everyone Deployed. And it is truly, truly how I feel. I've worn red for over a decade, and I believe Rick can attest to that.
For most of it.
You've known most of it, yeah. So, and I will go to any lengths just about to make sure I've got red on Friday.
Yeah, speaking of, actually, we have a funny story about that, because the weekend we went to CPAC, you were calling me going, "Please bring me a large red shirt, because my husband packed me the wrong one." So, yeah. She will go to any lengths to make sure she wears a red golf shirt on Fridays. I can say that for sure.
Although, the next couple Fridays, maybe that Team Terry Strong shirt.
No, I think that'd be a good idea. And yes, I did hear the whole, being at CPAC myself, I heard the whole story. And I knowing you, I know where you are. And Red Shirt Friday means a lot. And I think I might be ordering myself a t-shirt tomorrow as well.
I got a t-shirt and a coffee mug.
Well, wait, there's a coffee mug?
There's a coffee mug.
Wait, I may have to look at that stuff later.
I will tweet out the link.
Please do.
You don't think I'd leave that out, do you?
Nah, I'm sure you wouldn't.
I mean, come on.
Well, all I want to say is, this point is, God bless Terry and his family. He he's another one. I mean, it's what kills me about this whole thing. I mean, he's another one that gave his life to absolutely try to help his fellow Americans. He gave his life. I can't go any further than that. He gave his life for his fellow Americans. And you can't go further than that. I mean, that's it. It's another. He is another casualty of 9/11. And it's happening daily. He was good at putting himself out there, and he should have. But it's daily. The casualties mount daily from what happened on that day. It keeps happening. It's we need to keep focus on that. It's the worst thing that happened to this country since Pearl Harbor, and we need to keep focus on it. It's like we lose focus. Everybody loses focus. It's like, oh, well, it was so long ago. It wasn't that long ago. It really was not that long ago. And it was done for a reason. And focus cannot be lost. And this is another reason to keep focus on it. I mean, he's a family guy. He has a family. He's gone. He's gone. And he was taken out a long time ago. It just happened now. It really needs to stop, and people need to realize it. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to be blah 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 pro Trump, blah 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 pro anybody. It just needs to stop. It all needs to stop.
And all I've got to add to that is I've never, and my husband was just like, I called him and he could hear my voice shaking and quivering worse than it is now. And it was one of those, he's like, what's wrong? And do I need to get out of everything and rush home? And I told him, no, but I need a hug the minute you come in the door. And I'm pretty much the tough, independent, strong type. I don't admit when I'm feeling a little weak. And
no, you don't. As you tell me to take my hands off your wheelchair.
Exactly. I don't.
We had fun at CPAC, and I'm going to tell you right now, you are one of the strongest people I know, and for you to be professing what you're professing right now is amazing. I mean, that tells me, that should tell anybody that it's, I don't know. I'm really torn. I'm not torn. I'm just, it brings everything back. I was in DC during 9/11, and it keeps coming back, and people don't realize it. It just keeps coming back. It's still affecting people. And if you look at everything on a whole, we're arguing over healthcare. We shouldn't be arguing over healthcare. We're arguing over, you know, we're literally, I'll take it to Twitter standards. We're arguing over, did Russia dox the U.S. or did the U.S. dox Russia, or who doxed who? It's crap. Let's get on to a real thing here. There's a problem in the world, and the problem in the world is what happened on 9/11 a long time ago. To some people's standards, to me, it's not that long ago. But to some people's standards, it's a long time ago. Let's stop worrying about who doxed who did this, who did that. Let's worry about what the real problem is. And the real problem is what happened on 9/11. It's what sparked everything that happens now. It really is. And I'm not trying to be I'm an American, so it's more about me than you or anything. No, that's what sparked everything that happened from that point started at that point. And that's where we are. And it just, everybody needs to sit back and look at it. It doesn't end. It doesn't end for our country. And anybody that can't see that has a problem. We still have people dying because of what happened then. The death toll did not end on 9/11. The death toll never ends. And we need to realize that. Everybody in this country needs to realize it. And I guarantee you, there is somebody looking at the fact that Terry died and going, yes, we got another one. I guarantee you that is happening. They're looking at that. They watch social media. They're watching it. They're going, yes, there's another one. Every time somebody dies of something related to 9/11, they are going, yes, we got another one. Everybody in this country needs to realize that. And until they do, we are going to keep on the path of destruction.
The only thing I have to say to that?
For anyone going through any type of personal battle, whether it's cancer, PTSD, depression, a personal challenge that they want to do, they want to go climb Mount Everest, you need to stay in the fight. And when I say that, I mean mentally. If you're not mentally in the fight. If you don't stay in the fight, you can't win.
And I'm going to say that the entire nation needs to get their heads mentally back in the freaking fight. Because they've forgotten.
I haven't forgotten.
No, but all your special snowflakes and the nation as a whole has forgotten.
They have. And that's the problem. It's a daily thing. It's daily. People are dying because of what happened that day. Daily. It's not weekly, monthly. It's daily. I don't care what anybody says. It's not just first responders. It's the general public. There are people that are suffering because of what happened that day. Every day, there are people suffering. There are people dying. And all that's ever put out there is the death toll on that day. No, it's not the death toll on that day. It's the death toll that has constantly consumed over all of the years since then. It's like, I mean, well, you know what? I'll give them credit. They did what they needed to do. They did it. They did what they needed to do. And that was cause a catastrophe that would kill for years. And that's what they've done. They caused a it has absolutely killed for years. And it's still going. And people don't realize that.
No, they don't. People don't realize that there are still people suffering from 9/11. Whether it's PTSD, the loss of a loved one, cancer, like Terry had. I mean, there's 1,000 things. And people don't realize. And there's 2 9/11 flags, and many people don't know this about me, but you could probably guess it, Dan. I collect American flags. And I have the Flag of Honor, which lists the names of the people that died that day. And I also have the Flag of Heroes, which are the first responders that were killed that day. But I think there needs to be a third flag that gets updated every so often. And that's those who have died because of 9/11 since then. And I'm not one to suggest altering an American flag, but I collected these two because they tugged at my heartstrings, because the name, the field of stars is perfect, but the names are engraved, or not engraved, but put into the flag on the stripes, and it fills the entire T of both flags.
And flags are great, but getting people to recognize them is the problem. I look at where we are and what is going on, and it's like the attitude seems to be, and I'm talking out of turn a little bit, because I know I have friends that are listening to this, and I don't include you in this, but it seems to be it's done and over with. It's not done and over with. It's not. It will never be done and over with. That's just kind of the way I look at it.
I agree. And one of my favorite songs, and I listen to it practically on an endless loop, is called Have You Forgotten? It's Daryl Worley. And I don't have it queued up to play, but I'll see what I can do to get it. But he, you know, basically says, have you forgotten about the towers?
A lot of people have. That's the problem. I mean, it's...
I hear people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell.
So, Rick had it queued up. I didn't.
It's the way people have completely and totally forgotten about that just kills me. I mean, I don't know. I went through it with four children. You know, I mean, I went through that. I went through the whole Malvo sniper thing in D.C. I went through the anthrax scare in D.C. I was there. I was there for all of it. I was there for 9/11. I helped set up triage in Fairfax Hospital for 9/11. The fact that people forget about this just drives me nuts. It's almost like it never happened with some people. And it drives me absolutely crazy.
Dan, I can top that one. I had somebody on Twitter tell me 9/11 didn't happen.
Oh, I've had that. Oh, the 9/11 truthers. Oh.
No. He said that it never happened. What his version of the fact, quote unquote facts, which I'm sorry. He also says the Holocaust never happened, just to give you a well-rounded picture. he said that the building was scheduled to be demolished, make way for a bigger, better building. And then the company screwed up the date and time and killed everybody. And so they manufactured the plane story.
Right, because I can only give you the video of the planes actually hitting the building.
That was green screen and acting, man. Kind of like the moon landing. Just kidding.
I mean,
Rick, don't make me go into lecture mode. And I know you're kidding.
I have video of the plane actually hitting the building. Video. These crazy, oh, it was thermite paint. Thank you, Alex Jones. Whatever. These people can just get bent.
They can go soak their head. Maybe they'll figure something out.
It's ridiculous. I mean, to say, you know, I love the whole, yeah. Oh, never mind. We can't go this deep.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We're honoring Terry, and Terry was an amazing person. I can't go into the freaking whole thermite paint brought the towers down. I can't go into it right now. I just can't do it.
We'll save that for another show, okay?
All right, well, guys.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
We have gone a complete hour commercial free, so at this point, we're going to go ahead and close out this particular segment.
Hey, Rick, before we go to the final tribute to Scott Harvath, a.k.a. Sergeant Terry O'Hara, I do have a quick station announcement that's relevant, okay? So I'm just going to butt in here. Anyone who wants to record their words to in a tribute to Terry, a.k.a. Scott, can call tomorrow, 405-200-1715, or audio Skype in at KLRN Radio, all one word, on March 11th between noon and 3 p.m. If they find this later and they want their tribute added, all they have to do is shoot us an email to wesupport@klrnradio.com and station manager Ann will make the arrangements. Thanks. Now on with the tribute.
We are actually going to go a little bit longer past the top of the hour, though, because I have a very special way I wanted to close out this particular segment. So, as a final tribute to Scott Harvath, a.k.a. Terry, here we go.